Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murali of the 11th of June, 1970. Why have you specially called Bap Dada here today, the day of the Satguru? What day is it for the Kumaris today? The answer, completion ceremony. It is not the completion ceremony, but today is the day of the imperishable omens of becoming the lords of the world. So what ingredients has Bap Dada brought today for making you into the lords of the world? Whenever there is a ceremony, there are also ingredients for that. So what ingredients has Bap Dada brought in order to make you into the lords of the world? The crown, the throne, and the tilak. Do you have the courage to adopt all these three? What will you have to do in order to wear the crown, sit on the throne, and apply the tilak? If you do have the courage to adopt these, what will you have to do? One is renunciation. The second is tapasya, and the third is service. In order to apply the tilak, you need to do tapasya. In order to wear the crown, you need renunciation. And in order to be seated on the throne, the more service you do, the more you will be seated on the throne at the present time and also in the future. You will be able to imbibe all these three things by having these three aspects. If even one is lacking in your dharana, you will not be able to become the lords of the world. Samjha? Understand? So, have you completely imbibed all these three things in yourself? If none of the three things are missing, then you will be able to perform the task of the name you have been given, that of being Shurvir, which means brave, courageous ones. Have you made a promise for all three? What will you renounce? What is the greatest renunciation of all? You are now going on to the field of service, and so for that, you must have the dharana of renouncing the consciousness of I. I did this. I know this. I can do this. The arrogance of the consciousness of I has to be renounced. Instead of speaking about I, speak about the things of knowledge Bap Dada has related to you. Not that I know this, but I have come to know of this through Bap Dada. There even has to be the renunciation of the arrogance of the self that develops after coming into knowledge. Only if there is such an attitude and vision of renunciation will Bap Dada constantly be able to remain in your consciousness, and will these words then emerge from your mouth. Samjha? Only then will you be able to become the lords of the world and serve the world. In order to make your dharana imperishable or to maintain it for all the time, you must remember two things. Which two things? It is specially for the Kumaris. One is to remain simple in every aspect, and the other is to consider yourself a sample. Whatever sample you become and show to others, many others will be inspired to become worthy of making the same bargain. Therefore, constantly remember these two things. Have you made yourself into such an elevated sample? A good sample is always stamped with a trademark. What trademark will you stamp yourself with before you return? One that can never be erased. Shiv Shaktis and Brahma Kumaris. That is the trademark. In the corporeal form, the two special instrument souls are applying the stamp of the highest authority. Therefore, always remember that you will die, but you will never be defeated. In regard to anything, whether sanskars, service, or relationships, you will die, but you will not be defeated. To be defeated is a task of weakness. Shiv Shaktis die, that is, sacrifice themselves, but they are not defeated. So, you have to remember two things. When will this group be given the practical paper? It will be the result of just the present time, not the final result. You are now going back to take the paper, the result of which will be seen later. This group can move forward. Bab Dada has such hopes. Therefore, you must now think that you will quickly cut away all your karmic bondages and come back to Madhuban to celebrate the ceremony of total surrender. You have to return with this aim. Then, we will see how many from this group comes back for the ceremony of total surrender. Today, you were told of becoming a Mahabali, which means great sacrifice. Then, when you come as a great sacrifice, Bab Dada will decorate you very beautifully. After decorating yourselves, you then have to sacrifice yourselves. You have to become cooperative with Bab Dada to the same extent that you are loving with him. You will be able to become cooperative when you have imbibed all the powers. It will then be easy to sacrifice yourselves. Whatever power is missing in yourself, you must fill yourself with that before you return. You must not take any weakness back with you. You are now just going back to settle your accounts. Only if you return having filled yourself with all the powers will you be able to settle everything. So, the result of the final paper will be given when you have done something in a practical form. Acha. With the groups. Do you experience the avyakt stage? When there is the experience of the avyakt stage, the effect of that lasts for a very long time. The experience of the avyakt stage is a powerful one. As much as possible, remove yourself from the corporeal stage and stabilize yourself in the avyakt stage. All thoughts bring success when you are in the avyakt stage. Whilst in this stage, there is less effort and greater attainment. Whereas if you make effort whilst being stable in the corporeal stage, there is greater effort and less attainment. Then, as you progress, there is confusion and disappointment. Therefore, increase the experience of all attainments through the avyakt stage. See the avyakt image in front of you and make effort to become equal to that. Remember the slogan, as is the father, so are the children. There shouldn't be any difference. You have to remove any difference by becoming introverted. Does Baba ever become disappointed? Is he ever afraid of the situations? So why are the children afraid? You saw the evidence of his having to face many situations in the Sakar form. Did you ever see his form being that of fear? You were told that you must remember that you have to become complete with love. nothing is difficult. A person who has love does not have any consciousness about anything else. Since you have already died, why should anything be difficult? You have died, have you not? Those who are dead are burnt. The more you die from yourself, the more you will meet the avyakt form. If you die a little, you will meet with that form for only a short time. If someone does not celebrate a meeting even in a mela, then the mela will finish. So when will the meeting take place? You have to change love into equality. Let the love remain incognito and reveal equality. Everything is merged in you. You just have to reveal it. You have to reveal your sanskars of the previous kalpa that are merged. Do you remember your image of success at the previous kalpa? Now, you have to bring the merged form into a practical, visible form. Constantly keep your image of perfection and your forms of the future, 21 births, in front of you. Many people keep memorials of their different stages in life since childhood to decorate their homes with. So, you must also keep these images of your perfect form, the image of your many future births in the temple of your mind, and clearly in front of you. Then, your thoughts will not be drawn anywhere else. What are the qualifications of a close bead? The closer someone is to another, the more equality there will be in their sanskars. So, to be close to Bap Dada means to become closer in your qualifications. The more you check, the quicker you will be able to change. Keep your original form in your consciousness. By keeping your original form of Satyug and the original form of your life of being dead whilst alive in your consciousness, the stages in between will become merged. Are you just loving or are you cooperative also? What is given in return to those you have love for? The return of love is cooperation. When will you give that? Just as Baba is the all-powerful one, in the same way, the children also have to be master all-powerful. If, as well as having love, you become cooperative before destruction, you will claim a right to the inheritance. Although all souls will recognize God at the time of destruction, they will not be able to claim the inheritance because they will not be able to become cooperative. Number 2. Are karmic bondages powerful or are the godly bondages? If you make the godly bondages tight, the karmic bondages will automatically become loose. Bondages will be cut away by bondages. The more you tie yourself in the godly bondages, the more you will become free from karmic bondages. Make the godly bondages as firm as the karmic bondages, then those bondages will be cut away very quickly. 3. If you cannot stabilize yourself in the point form for a long period of time, then don't waste time in that. You will be able to stabilize yourself in the form of a point when you first have the practice of pure, positive thoughts. Remove impure thoughts with pure, positive thoughts, just as you have to steer the car around if the brakes fail when an accident is about to happen. The point form is the brake. If the brake cannot be applied, then turn the intellect away from waste thoughts and engage it in pure, positive thoughts. Sometimes it happens that you don't have to apply a brake to protect yourself, but instead you have to steer around. Try not to have any waste thoughts, but just to have pure, positive thoughts throughout the whole day. When you pass in this subject, you will be able to stabilize yourself in that point form. What is the effort needed to claim this first number? In order to claim the first number, you have to go especially fast. There are two meanings of fast. One fast is the fast that is observed. So what special fast do you have to observe? Baba said, it is that of purity. This is the common fast. Everyone observes this fast. In order to claim number one, you have to observe the special fast of belonging to none but the one Father. There should be the consciousness of the one in every aspect. When you observe this fast, you will claim number one. The second meaning of fast is to walk fast, that is, to make intense effort. Maharathis are those who constantly attain victory over Maya. They bid farewell to Maya for all time. On the basis of knowledge, remove all obstacles and constantly stay in the stage of being lost in love. Acha Om Shanti.